This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. No ice is safe. That's the message from the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office after an airboat crashed and sank in Lake Butamore west of the I-41 bridge this weekend. The two people on the boat did make it to the shore safely. The town of Algoma, Amro Rushford Fire Department, and the city of Oshkosh Fire Department all helped with the rescue. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents that they may need to upgrade their license to travel beginning in 2025. According to a press release, the agency is using the busy travel season to remind residents that beginning May 7th, a real ID will be required to board a domestic flight and enter federal buildings or military bases. Wisconsin has offered the real ID cards since 2013 and has already issued over 3 million of them. A list of the documents needed to upgrade to real ID is available at the DMV online. Police are asking for help as they investigate a death in Little Chute early Friday morning. Fox Valley Metro Police found a woman with critical injuries in the 700 block of Monroe. The woman died at the hospital. Police are asking anyone with information to contact them. Wisconsin's frozen road law took effect for the northern portion of our state Saturday. Zones 1 and 2 now have increased weight limits for log haulers and the transportation of road salt and sand. The frozen road law takes effect once the ground under the highway pavement is frozen to a depth of at least 18 inches. Most of our listening area is in Zone 3, which is not under the frozen road law yet. The determination for other areas of the state will be made when conditions warrant. It is the holiday traveling season, and it's shaping up to be a record-setting year for travel. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
If you're planning on traveling for the holidays, you are far from alone. A record number of travelers will be on the road and in the sky through the end of the year. AAA estimates over 119 million people will be traveling, with nearly 90% of them driving. A record 7.85 million people are expected to fly before the end of the year. AAA says that following traffic laws and monitoring weather forecasts for changing road conditions will help you get to your destination safely. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
AAA says fewer people are expected to travel on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt a Highway program. According to the DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted highways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from those roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. Wisconsin ranks 26th in the nation for wind energy, generating far less than neighboring states. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Wisconsin has about 900 megawatts of installed wind capacity compared to our neighbors, who produce more than 10,000 megawatts. Experts say better wind resources in neighboring states and lower solar costs, enticing the state to invest in other projects, contribute to that lag. Wisconsin farms are also smaller than those in the Great Plains states, says Sam Denisky with Renew Wisconsin, which is a unique challenge.
You can't just put two turbines right next to each other, right? The atmospheric dynamics requires a little bit more spacing in between turbines. And in order to do that, you know, you need a little bit more land.
Denisky says the state's wind potential is high, though. Some Wisconsin utilities have already added wind options to the portfolios, and all have set goals to reduce carbon emissions. At least a handful of wind energy projects are planned for the state in the coming year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
There are several wind farms in our area, including Blue Sky Green Field in Fond du Lac County, Invenergy Forward Wind Farm in Fond du Lac in Dodge County, and Butler Ridge in Dodge County. Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
if you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it. We're not talking about this at Christmas. Then I think that you set it and you maintain it.
Johnson appeared on Civic Media's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, which airs Sundays at 1 on WGBW. The holidays bring with them a lot of waste. Plastic clamshells, wrapping paper, cardboard boxes. What can and cannot be recycled? Civic Media's Derek Tritz reports.
With the holiday season upon us, people are buying gifts, food, and decorations in droves. Amongst all the merriment, it can be hard to remember just how much waste we can produce this time of year, and that there's an easy way to curb that waste. Recycling. Rules for recycling vary locally, but there are several items that can be recycled anywhere in Wisconsin, according to DNR Waste Reduction and Division Coordinator Jennifer Sunbrow.
From La Crosse to Milwaukee up into the North Woods, you can recycle containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics numbers 1 and 2, as well as cardboard, newspaper, magazines, office paper, and other papers.
Batteries and electronics like tablets and phones should be brought to recycling drop-off sites, as they can cause fires in waste bins, in transportation, and at recycling facilities not equipped to handle electronics. More information about recycling in Wisconsin can be found at dnr.wi.gov.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Nolan's ability to rebound at a high level, get to the line. You know, we didn't shoot the three great, but I thought we had really good looks and defensively did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendre could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit, so he's got experience there. I think, you know, between Kendre and Jamal and Jordan Mims, like I said, I think you'll see all those guys at some point during the game. It is going to be a committee approach, and I think we got to do a great job accentuating the positives of each of those players.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of the show The Office should definitely check out The Office Ladies podcast hosted by Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey. Fischer played Pam in The Office, and Kinsey played the incredibly judgmental Angela. The two regularly share inside info about the show, like that Amy Adams almost did not get the role in the season one finale as the hot girl because they thought she looked too much like Jenna Fischer. Someone else was cast, but even after a day of shooting, producers realized that she wasn't right for the role and gave it back to Adams. Adams did a total of 3 episodes in the role of Katie, who ended up dating Jim. If you're looking for a good holiday binge series, here's a Pete pick. Black Doves on Netflix. Keira Knightley leads a solid cast and plays a spy as her character seeks revenge on the organization that killed her lover. The lover is not her husband, who happens to be the ambassador to China. I'm 3 episodes in. So far, so good. 28 Years Later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. HBO is making a preemptive renewal for Dune Prophecy. The network announced ahead of last weekend's season one finale that there will be a season two. The show that stars Olivia Williams and Emily Watson is a prequel based on the novel called Sisterhood of Dune. All six episodes of the season can be viewed on Max. The Brutalist is currently playing in theaters and has received incredible reviews. The film stars Adrian Brody, who threw himself into the role, saying it was very fulfilling to work himself into exhaustion. The way Brody described the casting process sounded exhausting, too, as he was cast, then replaced, then ultimately found his way back into the lead role of a Jewish architect relocating to America after the Holocaust. Brody and the film are receiving great reviews and serious Oscar buzz. If you plan to check it out, though, pack a lunch, as the film is a healthy 3.5 hours long. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect through late this afternoon. We could get 1 to 2 inches of snow with some freezing rain here through the day. Our high near 33 tonight, down to 23 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun, 32. Christmas Day, mostly cloudy, 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.